and then give it 3 or 4 years and get better prices, because especially they grow big enough there. For instance, you can sell a cow, say, between 350 and 40 pounds in your cost, and make a steer out of it, and keep it about 3 or 4 years, that steer can weigh about from 800 to 900 thousand pounds. But usually it takes a lot of trouble to do that, so you never can tell how the market is going to be 2 or 3 years after, you see.
Certainly, you never know.
So, yeah.
Which to do it. Well, now, if a man fell this way, you say he fell how?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, he fell this way, you say he fell how?
Yes. And you bend it.
You say he fell
Well, you would dive or bend down.
If a man was walking along and then fell this way, fell down that way, you'd say he fell.
Fell down.
You'd say he fell forward.
Forward or either forward or.
Oh, and he fell this way. You say he fell.
Backward.
And out in when you raise corn, you know, when you have you might have a big yield of it. You say we raised a big what?
A big yield.
Or, is that another word?
It was a poor yield.
Would you ever, you like crop? We raised a big crop.
A big crop or a small crop.
And what is it, you know, when you plow, the ground is like that, isn't it?
Hmm?
What do you call those raised?
I don't know what exactly you mean, because
what are those trenches that the plow cuts called?
Furrows? Is that what you mean?
Well, did you ever raise oats around here?
Yes, not very much. The only place where I have been, where we used to raise oats, when I was working for Mecum there, we planted just for raising.
But you never did anything else with them?
Well, we tracked them.
You did?
Yes, sir, we were there. Usually we sow the seed in October and let them graze till March or April, and then take the cattle or the stock out of it and let it grow, and then let make a crop of oats there, and we thrash them to feed the horses with the mules and
things.
But not to the market, because it was not very good clean or graded good enough to go to the market. But it was all right to feed for feed purposes.
Yes. Well, now, if you work out on the farm all day, you might get real thirsty and come in and want some water to drink.
Yes.
So you would get a white of water. What would you get the water in?
What would the water mean? Trough?
What would the container that you would drink the water out of it.
You mean?
You.
Me? We take it out from a glass or deeper, whatever we can find there.
And where would you find the difference? Would you find that in the house or out at the well? Do you use a dipper in the house?
Yes, we used to give, especially when we didn't have no taps in the house there, when, like I tell you the other day, when we had to buy the water by the barrel. We keep a barrel outside of the house, and we used to dip it all the time. They have to go and dip the water for drinking.
Did you keep next to the door or something?
Yes, most of the time, yeah. So that would serve both purposes, to use them in the house, I use them for the laundry sometimes too.